Chapter 27 Isaiah. Isaiah was one of the prophets of the Lord, who lived in the times of the kings of Judah. We have already told you of how he prayed with King Hezekiah, and when the king of Assyria came against Jerusalem. But he also lived in the days of King Uzziah, and when this king died, Isaiah had a vision. He saw the Lord sitting upon his throne in heaven, with all the angels round about him. Each angel had six wings, and with two of them he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and the other two he used to fly. As Isaiah looked, he heard one angel cry to another in a wonderful song. It was this: "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." This made Isaiah feel how unholy and sinful he was, and he cried out, "Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips." Then one of the angels flew and took a coal from the altar and touched Isaiah's lips. By this his sin was taken away, and his lips were made ready to speak the word of the Lord. So he was made willing to be the prophet of the Lord. But it was a sad message that he had to take to tell the people of their sins. He told them they had forsaken the Lord, and he would not hear their prayers. Yet he said, though their sins were as red as scarlet or crimson, they should be made as white as snow or wool, if they prayed to God to pardon them. Then he told them later on how God could pardon sin, because Jesus Christ was to come and lay down his life for the sins of his people. He told them that Jesus should be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. Then he gives him many wonderful names: Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He calls him also a King, who will reign in righteousness, and the servant of the Lord. What a great prophet Isaiah was! He told the people also what Jesus would be when he came. He would be a shepherd to feed his people and gather the young lambs with his arm and even carry them in his bosom. He would not break a bruised reed, nor would he put out the smoking flax. This means that he would not be angry with those who feel sore and bruised because of their sins, nor with them who had a desire after him like a piece of lighted flax, which was only smoking and nearly gone out. He told them, too, that Jesus would open the eyes of the blind and open deaf ears, and that he would make the lame to walk, and the tongue of the dumb to speak and sing. He would preach the good tidings of the gospel to the meek and broken-hearted, and would comfort all that mourn over their sins and after him. When Christ came, he would be despised, and a man of sorrows and full of grief. He would be wounded and bruised, and brought as a lamb to be slain by wicked men, and all this so that the sins of his people could be pardoned. What a true prophet Isaiah was! All that he said has come true so many hundreds of years afterwards. Many other things he said, one of which was that after Christ had come, the Gentiles would be called. This is true today, when the gospel is still preached to the Gentiles. But we cannot say any more of Isaiah now. You can read of him in the book of the prophet Isaiah. See if you can find where he gives to Jesus Christ the names which we have mentioned. In the first chapter of Matthew 2, you will find his name Emmanuel and what it means. And in chapter 21, he is called the King. Then, in the 10th chapter of John, he calls himself the Good Shepherd.